Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an FYI Friday on The Usual Suspects, and we are all present and accounted for and hoping to entertain you with fun and friendship and
what?
Fantastic content.
Oh, all those are F's. I get it now.
F yeah, baby. And F-E-F. We got a comedian of the week.
We do.
Tell everybody, Barry, what's
Ari
going on?
Spears.
Britney's brother.
Nope.
No?
He's going to punch you in the face.
Okay, well, it wouldn't be the first time.
Ari Spears is at the Houston Improv this weekend, Friday through Sunday. I'm going to try to bounce out there Sunday evening and catch a show. You know, you can mute if you're going to do that. Because as
talking.
A professional,
hey, chop, chop.
When I
talking.
Do it,
just
I mute.
Go. Oh, boy.
If you're going to adjust your mic.
You break them.
You do a
lot of noise over there.
I digress.
So keep going. Yeah.
He's there this weekend. Go check him out. Funny dude. We'll have clips at 1:15, 2:15. And I got to sit down and interview him for the Houston Sports Show. The full interview will air 11:30 Sunday night. But we'll run a clip from that as well at the 3:15 hour. So good stuff ahead.
So there you go. Look forward to that, as that's just a portion of what's going to be the next 3 hours of The Usual Suspects. Everything else is lined up for us to talk about, from the Astros to the Texans to news across sports. Anything else on your mind before we pop the top on some sports?
Yeah, so kind of good news, bad news last night. As you know, we were 24 hours removed from me thinking that the cat was at the end of the line, mm-hmm. because his back leg stopped working. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know, I just can't have a cat that's not going to be able to walk. I'm not going to do that to that little guy. He don't deserve that. So the wife, you know, and I, we got him to the vet, and turns out he's got severe arthritis, and that's why his leg stopped working. So it's nothing permanent, because he's gotten so skinny. I was like, okay, he's lost all, you know, function of his muscle, or what muscle he has left. And so it turns out he can't walk because of the arthritis. So that was the good news, because then that's manageable, right? We give him some pain meds. Mm-hmm. Bad news is they think he's got cancer, like a lymph node or whatever. So that's not great, but we kind of knew he's nearing the end. We just didn't know when, and kind of thought, you know, the night before last was it. But so we're just like, don't know what's going to happen now. But hey, you know what? I didn't think he'd be here today. So every day from this point on is just bonus time. Just
yeah,
getting overtime with him.
When you told me about it and I asked you, my biggest thing was like, is he in any pain?
No. And that was what we told the vet, is look, we don't want him to suffer,
right?
If he's in pain at all. And so he gave us pain meds and told us about, you know, diet and some other things. So we're looking into all that. Now, what I won't do is like any treatments for the cancer. We're just not going to, because I remember you telling me the story about Bubba and how you thought they were like, oh,
we're supposed to get a year and a half to 2 years. We got like 3 months.
Yeah. And then the cost of that, plus the fact that he's 20 and putting him through that. I mean, this dude, even just giving him his medicine, you know, you give it to, you know, we have a little syringe that, mm-hmm. will, like the CBD oil, you just got a dropper, you drop it in his mouth, that freaks him out. His little heart rate starts getting up. So I'm like, I'm not doing that to him.
Right.
If he's got cancer, it's just, that's it. He's just going to have to ride that out. So that was the good news. The bad news yesterday was that I got home and I had no power. Now, we've already discussed on this show several times about my power going out and me wanting to get a whole home generator at some point. I don't know who's in charge at CenterPoint Energy, but they suck. CenterPoint Energy is awful. I'm just here to let you know that. I don't know what they spend their money on, but it ain't their equipment, because it didn't rain yesterday.
Right.
I think I might have farted on the way home, and that's what caused it. But the power goes out at our house. I get home at 5 o'clock. We have no power.
I heard about dust clouds and dust storms
it
lately.
It doesn't come back on until 8 p.m.
How does that happen?
I have no idea. So I get these messages from them, and my phone, my text box is just full of CenterPoint messages. We're like, hey, the lights are out at your house. Yeah, no crap. I'm there. and then I'm sitting in the dark. And then you'll get, oh, you know, it should be back on at 5:30. Okay. Then at 5:30, we get a message. It'll be 6:30. Okay. It'll be 7. Really? It's going to be 8. Like, what? Like, what are you doing, Centerpoint? What are you doing with our money that you can't keep the lights on? And I swear to you, I am not exaggerating. We lose power 3 times a month.
That's crazy.
Like, I am not exaggerating. Now, so a lot of times it's when a storm or rain. Lights went out yesterday. No storm, no rain, no nothing. So I don't get to watch the game. It's hot. The fridge is thawing. It's just a mess. I'm just like, God, I hate this. And there's really nothing you could do. I could call them.
You're at their mercy.
I could call them and be like, what is the deal? I'm switching. You can't switch.
Because this is, I investigated in Sugar Land, and you can switch in terms of who your energy provider is,
but it doesn't matter
because at the end of the day, it all goes through Centerpoint.
That's right. They're the ones responsible for the equipment and the lines. It's just all the energy providers bill you. So, like, you can switch providers,
right?
But the nuts and bolts of getting lights on and off, that's all Centerpoint. And they're not held accountable. No one's like, oh, well, you've had lights go out 3 times and it takes them forever to get it back on. We're going to find them. But there's no ramifications whatsoever. And it sucks, man. I mean, it really does, because I can't tell you in the last year how many times I've had to empty my refrigerator because the lights go out and they can't get it back on.
That's the ultimate worst, too.
And then, yeah, who's paying me back for the $500 in food I just threw out?
Right.
Boy, it pisses me off. If you work at Centerpoint, punch yourself in the face. Your whole company is crap.
Or
crap.
Come forth and tell Barry who to contact that really can do, is the person to
honest
get
to God, it wouldn't matter. What are they going to do? Like, short of fixing the infrastructure, which they're not going to invest the money in. They're all they got to do is Cadillac. Oh, well, we'll get it back on when we can. 6,000 people were without power yesterday for 3 hours.
That's crazy.
And then every time it's the same thing. Oh, it was equipment failure. What do you have, a hamster and a wheel? Is that what you power the city with, Centerpoint? You're like, well, the hamster died. We gotta go get another hamster from the pet store. It's gonna take about 3 hours. It's terrible. They're garbage as a company.
He was electrically shocked.
Yeah,
the hamster.
They're just garbage ass people. Then I go to the wife has been craving spaghetti, so I'm like, all right, well, let's go to, because we were trying to figure out what's, because there was no power even up to the front of our subdivision up there at 99 and Rayford, right? So we're like, well, let's go down 59. She was like, oh, there's an Olive Garden down there. I was like, oh, yeah, you've been wanting spaghetti. Let's go to the Olive Garden. No problem. And I'm not a huge fan of the Olive Garden.
I'm not either, except for the salad and the bread. The salad breadsticks are good.
The breadsticks can be hit or miss, too, though.
But the salad's fantastic.
I don't like it at all. You get an old batch of breadsticks that have been in that drawer for a while, and they're going to, you could shatter a plate glass window with them.
Okay.
But if you get them fresh, they're definitely delicious. They're like the Cheddar Bay biscuits at Red Lobster. They're on point when they're fresh. So we get to the Olive Garden, and there's not a big wait. There's maybe 2 people in front of us, and there's the bar has the Astros game on. So I was like, oh, yeah, cool. So there's this table there and the bar, right? There's an empty table with a bunch of other tables that people are sitting at, and there's some room at the bar. And I said, ma'am, can we just, because usually what every restaurant you go to, what do they tell you? It's a 20-minute wait.
But you can get a seat at the bar.
But you can just, it's seat yourself at the bar.
Yep.
Have you ever been to a restaurant that it's not been that way, that's, you know, not a fancy place, right?
Right.
So I was like, oh, well, can we just sit there? She goes, no.
I was like,
why not? She goes, that's not, you can sit at the bar, but you can't sit at that table. I was like, oh, is this some sort of special seating? Because you said that you're just waiting for a table to open up and there's this table. She goes, yeah, you can't have that table. I was like, why can't I have this table? She's like, you just can't. I was like, is this, do I have to make reservations to sit at this table in the bar? She goes, yes. I was like, are you kidding me? Olive Garden is the McDonald's of Italian food restaurants, and you're telling me that you have reservations?
Never heard of it.
When the hell did the Olive Garden start getting reservations? I was like, this is the stupid. I was like, whatever, just sit me at a regular table. So I got to watch literally almost none of the ads. I think I caught the last 3 innings because by the time I got home, the lights were still off. So I'm out in the car. I'm literally sitting in my garage in the car listening to the Astros game when the lights came on. I was like, this
sounds like a hell of a night.
Oh, my God. It was awful.
Well, that's not good to hear.
So then I ate a gummy and went to bed.
Not a boy. And went to bed right after.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I was out.
So we got that going for us, which is nice.
Yeah, I mean, so my night sucked. Centerpoint sucks. The The Olive Garden sucks. I hope that the Olive Garden gets their lights from the Center Point and that their lights go off and it ruins all their food and then they sue Center Point and Center Point goes out of business. That's the only thing that would fix what happened last night.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
F is for fantastic.
First world problems. That's what F is for. First world problems.
I'll save any of my stuff for later because, I mean, you went through a lot, man, just overnight. Man. So if you guys want to join the show, 713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line. So you can call and text that number. You can also reach us all the time on Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick, as we just get started here on The Usual Suspects. So we welcome you guys. Got something on your mind? Want to get it off your chest? Want to join us? Bring it to us, and we'll hopefully bring it to the peeps.
Nick, did you send out a picture from yesterday?
What was that?
You used a pic from yesterday. Because you normally send out a tweet every day that lets the folks know.
Yeah. Yeah, I just put up the one.
Because I just saw it, and I try to retweet them when you do it. And I was like, am I wearing that shirt right now? And then I look over, Joel's not wearing that shirt.
You're talking about the 97.5 Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
People want to see your face.
No, they don't. They want to see my face, not Joel's.
That's what I said.
Can we blur his out when we send out those tweets?
You know what F Yeah Friday can stand for too? I think you do.
Guys, let me tell you about Get Upside right now. If you're let's say you're gonna stop for lunch today, or you're gonna have a late lunch, or maybe you're gonna pick up some food on the way home, hey, why not use Get Upside to do that and get some cash back in the process? That's the beautiful thing about the app. You get cash back for stuff you're already paying for. Like if you're going to grab a burger or you want to grab some Popeye's chicken, hey, if you're using GetUpside, you could get up to 35% cash back on that purchase and every purchase. That's the other thing that's awesome about GetUpside is when you're getting cash back for food or when you're getting cash back for filling up your tank on your car, it's not just like a one-time thing and, oh, you got to wait till next week. You could literally have lunch at Wendy's, get up to 35% cash back. Take home some Popeye's chicken for dinner, get up to 35% cash back. Fill up your car on the way home, get up to 25 cents a gallon, all in the same day, all in the same app. It's that beautiful. I've got listeners sending me screenshots of $400 in their account, $55 in their account. Guys, get on GetUpside right now and make sure when you do use GetUpside that you put in my promo code Barry. Promo code Barry is going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. So download GetUpside right now. Put in that promo code Barry. You guys start getting that cash back and thank me later.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Like Shaq, I love you, but you are the slowest talking motherfucker in the league. You take 2 weeks to answer a fucking question. Like Shaq, you and Kobe are feuding. What's going on?
I told Kobe. I told Phil. Phil know how I play. Kobe know how I play. Give me the ball. I'm a dunker. I'm big brother. He's little brother. We'll be fine.
Like mother what? You know that eye of yours is like that Fat Joe song. It just leaned back a little bit.
Hey, that's our comedian of the week, Ari Spears. Barry gave you a little of the backstory. He's in town. Barry did an interview with him. You got to check it out on the show on TV Sunday night. But we'll have clips for you throughout the show today. So good stuff there. His Charles Barkley on point. His Shaq on point.
He also has, he's amongst other things being a fantastic stand-up, one of the best impersonators in the business, Mad TV forever. Second longest cast member of Mad TV. I think he did 198 episodes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Along with doing all of that, he's got a new podcast called it's called Spears and Steinberg. It's kind of Spears and Steinberg, but they also call it The Jew and the Jerk. Oh. So You can check that out as well. But funny dude, man. Great interview, too. Like, we sat down. He's very relaxed. He's not... Because some of these, you know, like... Yesterday's interview was pulling teeth a little bit, and that tends to happen sometimes. I'm, you know, you do what you can, but he was great. He was forthcoming and open, and yeah, cool dude, man. Very nice guy.
So stay tuned for that throughout the show. That's always some good stuff for you on a Friday as we have our comedian of the week. But you know, got plenty of other stuff going on. I'll tell you this: I don't care what happens the rest of the show because okay. I'm now in. Obviously, after this morning, I was freaking out a little bit and took a big deep breath. We had, I told you this coming up last week, we were talking about it. You and I were off the air, but we had our 4D ultrasound
right
today.
Yeah.
And Lisa just, oh my goodness, just, you know, we see our baby today and we get to see this and aww, that and everything. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. But we've had some bad experiences too in going into those rooms in the past, which I'm not going to get into. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not as quite as gung ho as she is.
Uh huh.
But it is. Technology is an amazing thing. I showed you guys the video, but you go in now, and it used to be where you got that grainy kind of, you know, old hospital monitor, black and white, of what looks like the outline of a baby in her stomach.
Right.
Now, you get a 3D view, and it was awesome to see our daughter this morning open her eyes.
I bet.
And open her mouth, and, like, her hands were moving. And Lisa's like, I'm not going to lie. I just counted five fingers first and foremost. I go, right? I'm right there with you. But then I got to sit there, and, you know, Lisa and then the lady that we've had in the past do our ultrasounds is in there, and then they're training someone else. So it's three women and me. And I'm sitting off to the side. And I just, all I want is to make sure that kid is healthy, the four chambers of the heart, all those other things. And I hear Lisa going, babe, look, it's your foot. No, my foot is right down here with my other foot. But yeah, okay, just count the toes.
You're right, 10. But, yeah, I mean, if it's 5 and 4, we're good. That's okay.
Babe, look at her face. What's her name be? I don't know.
Right
but
now,
I'm not going to make that decision now.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask your two new best friends that are sitting on either side of the table with you? I just want to be healthy and get out. So, but it was very, very cool, and everything's good, and she's about to enter the final trimester, so that was a big whew for us.
I bet. There's nothing more nerve-wracking, I think, for any parent.
Yep. You just want healthy.
Yep. That's it. At the end of the day, that's all you care about.
So that was very, very cool. And I was like, that's a great way to start the weekend.
Well, you showed us the pics, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
Excited about that. So baby blank is due end of October to first week in November.
Now, are you going to take an extended leave? Are you? Because I know a lot of times you're like, you know, some people want to take 6 weeks or.
Yeah, I'm not.
And you know, what is it? The Family Medical Leave Act allows you to take that time.
I think Lisa gets 3 months and her mom's coming in.
But can't husbands do that too or dads?
I don't know what the policy here is.
I think you can get 3 months too based on that.
Depending on when the baby comes, I'd probably take a day or two. I'm not.
Really?
Take a vacation, bro. I got you.
Yeah, mommy and grandmommy are fine at home, and so the estrogen level at the house would lead me to believe I could talk sports for 3 hours a day and be just fine.
And yeah, and not miss. But I'm sure you're going to want to take at least a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at for sure, because I mean, the last time it's just the most amazing thing. I just remember being in the operating room when she came out, and then. Being able to take Taylor for the first time and show grandma and, like, you know, hold her in your arms, and you're just like, dude, it changes you. It's crazy.
So it says under the FMLA, Family Medical Leave Act, many new fathers have the ability to take leave from work for a newborn, adopted, or injured child, yet less than 22% do. That's because dads hate kids.
I don't know about hate kids.
They don't want to be around them.
It's a load to be in the house with all that going on. And everybody trying to make a decision for you. I was like, well, y'all work it out.
Okay.
I'll just go to work.
You hate the adults that are around the new kids. How about that?
Yeah. All right. You guys just work it out. I'll go to work.
The FMLA allows eligible employees to take 12 weeks of unpaid leave when a child is born, adopted, or becomes ill, or when a pregnancy or illness requires a worker to care for his or her spouse.
You want the real story, Barry? What's the agency that it's coming from?
What do you mean?
Did you just read that from?
Oh, this is on
the
Fine Law.
FMLA. A.
Yeah.
First three letters.
FML.
Mm-hmm.
Bleep my life.
Could be.
Yeah.
Very well Depends put. On the day.
Very
just
well
put. You know. So, yeah. So, we got that going for us, which is nice. So, very cool. The other thing I want to tell you guys about, because of the fact that it disturbed me greatly, and I thought of you, Barry. I'm at the grocery store last night. I'm running a quick errand. You know, I just need a couple things. I'm running so I don't have to do it the next day. I go into the produce section. I see a dude on the other side. I'm on the side with the strawberries and blueberries and stuff. On the other side is grapes. There is a guy who I see chewing his ass off. Mouthful. I'm like, what's this dude doing? So I stop and I look for a second. He's reaching down into the bags of grapes and just helping himself. And I look over and I go, really, bro? Seriously? And he looks right at me. Then he looks down. Then he goes, grabs five or six, grabs a handful more of grapes and just takes his cart and moves on. I go, you're not going to take the bag? And he's like pretending he doesn't hear me. And so I'm looking around the store going, there's got to be one person working in produce that I can go, that dude right there needs, someone needs to talk to him. And I know your camera's got it. And there is no one in produce. I felt like running him down going, before you leave the store, little shoplifter, I'm going to have someone talk to you about the fact that you just got yourself a fruit salad for free.
You know what you should have done?
Stop, thief. Like, you should have, he's stealing. He's stealing. And then everybody's like, what? He stole. He just ate five grapes. And he didn't, he so didn't pay for it. He didn't take the whole bag. Thief! Thief!
He's now on, he's like going like 78 miles an hour now to try and get out of the produce section and looking over his shoulder. Yeah. And I'm looking for someone. And he's like rapidly trying to get like everything he needs and get out. And I'm like, oh, dude, you are so lucky it's at night and there's no one here. Because if I could find someone, I would at least find you at the checkout aisle. And just make sure that in front of like the 15 people up front that I could go, hey, does that guy want to pay for all the grapes he ate back in the produce section? Just so he'd have to duck a little bit.
Oh, snitching ass Joel.
Piss me off because you know at the end of the
day. God, that would make me mad too.
If produce prices go up, you know why? Because this dude's eating them all.
Well, here's what I do though, because I've seen people do that. They'll eat grapes and I'll walk by and I'll do the same thing. I'll be like, really? That's kind of gross. You're not going to buy that bag that you put your hand in? So when I'm going to buy a bag of grapes, I like move all the grapes on the top and I get one from the bottom and the back because there's no hands. Nobody's going that far to get a few grapes. So a little pro tip there.
And if there was ever a time that you hope that they didn't wash the fruit and the pesticides come back to haunt someone, I hope this guy takes it in the grapes and throws up like heaving so hard that his grapes go up in his intestines because he didn't wash them off before he decided to put them all in his mouth.
Damn.
Piss me off.
Did you just wish the guy dies for eating five grapes?
No, just throws up violently until his nuts go up in his intestines. That's not that bad.
Wes said, I worked at a grocery store once. I called the cops on a guy for doing that.
Yeah, I'm not going that far, but I want this dude.
I am. Prison time!
Retribution, man. This guy is making our prices go up because he's eating grapes.
I hope you enjoyed prison sex for eating those five grapes, pal. What are you in for?
I ate five grapes. Well, this is going to hurt you more than it hurts me.
Five?
Yeah.
My man was more than five deep. I'm telling you, like, he had two handfuls already when I was on my way there. This dude probably ate half a bag before he left.
Somebody texted a number one show in Houston, and Jim Adler is being a good person by snitching on the grape man.
Would you want me to? Hammered him! Pay $16. Next time he does it, he'll think again. Don't mess with the hammer. Don't do it.
I swear to God, I was telling Nora last night. I was like, Joel does a lot of impressions. Some of them are.
See, I didn't want to look.
I knew you were
literally
trying
mentioned
to. I know
the
you
eye.
Were trying not to.
I was telling her some of them are good, some of them suck. But when he does Jim Adler, it's the best thing going. It is the funniest. She was like, really? I was like, babe, you got to hear it. And I was like, and then he starts doing the eye. She goes, what's the eye? And I tried to explain it. And I couldn't even do it without laughing. It's, oh, God, so funny.
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, that's the other thing. We're on it because I was telling her, I was like, he'll do it. And then Nick's like, oh, you're doing the eye. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Shut up. I'm not doing an eye. Bro, we're on the Twitch stream. Of course they can see
I'm twitching, you're but twitching on the side Twitch. That's not on the cameras.
You're such a dick.
I'm not.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, so before we get any further, I do want to tell you guys about Twin Peaks. Obviously, your fantasy football drafts are coming up. The NFL season right around the corner. Now's the time to book your fantasy football draft party at a Twin Peaks. Six locations around the Houston area. You contact your local Twin Peaks. Take advantage of sweet draft party prices. And the whole league gets to have a great time with eats, drinks, and scenic views. It's the ultimate sports lodge, as you know. Menu to match. You can pair any of the made-from-scratch menu items with a frosty 29-degree draft beer served by the beautiful Twin Peaks girls. You're in a legendary sports watching experience. The screens are all over the place. They have every subscription to every sports channel so they can get what you want to watch on multiple TVs. Watch the Stros on one. Maybe watch ESPN on the other. Maybe watch some soccer on the other. It doesn't matter because you're in the right place. If you're going to watch sports outside of your house, there's only one place to go. It's got to be Twin Peaks. I'm telling you, it's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views, it's Twin Peaks.
You know who it is.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
The 2019 Listener Appreciation Party is happening August 15th. August 15th. Listen for your chance to win tickets today, courtesy of GiveMeTheVin.com. Keep it locked on ESPN 97.5 for your chance to win. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Half hour into the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be on this Friday. Hopefully your weekend started early and you're already kicking it, having some fun, maybe some beverages. If not, you're still working your way through the day. Appreciate you allowing us to be a part of it. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. If you want to download the app, take us anywhere and everywhere, ESPN975.com, and you can walk through the process. While you're there, if you miss any part of the show, you can click on the show tab at the top of the screen, Usual Suspects, in case you're unaware, and catch up on whatever you might miss throughout the day.
Speaking of missed, I missed Reddick getting thrown out last night. That's part of what I missed. I caught like 7th, 8th, and 9th inning, and not even all of it.
Well, I hope you caught enough so we could talk about Rondon.
Oh?
Good Lord, that guy, man. I know the numbers and the stuff you're going to give me. You think that I had low confidence level on him before?
Uh-huh.
What in the hell is he doing with a big lead, loading the bases and having to get pulled? You had two outs.
Sometimes you don't have it. You're a pitcher. You should know that. Now, sometimes
you're right,
you just
but
don't
you know
have
what?
It.
Then I'd admit I don't have it, and I wouldn't go out there, or I'd be like, you know what? Let's get so-and-so to help me out because it ain't going my way. Instead, this is the same guy that had tantrums for being left off the roster in the playoffs. The same guy that made all kinds of scenes and didn't go out for intros during the playoffs. Then he got put back on the roster, and he didn't do anything. This year, the same thing. I don't care how hard you throw. If you don't have control of it and you don't have the ability to get an out pitch, what are you doing? Perfect opportunity. James is out. Presley's out. You can get Phil in, prove you still got it, whether you get paid by the Astros or somebody else, and show you can be counted on for the playoffs. Instead, in a six, you have a six-run lead, a 7-1 game. You get two outs, then you load them up, and then you got to be pulled.
How many of them scored?
Thanks to Joe Smith, nobody.
Well,
Joe Smith, I have confidence more than Rondon. How about that?
You probably shouldn't.
I don't know. Look at his numbers. Barry, if you're a numbers guy, look at his numbers in the playoffs. He's outstanding in the playoffs. He gets people out. His numbers against Mike Trout are fantastic. I'm telling you, this dude, if he can get the American League MVP out, he can get anybody.
I will admit, Rondon's July, not so good. But it was really because of one blow-up game where he had the 6 runs. He's given up 8 runs in the month. 6 of those were in one game. So if you set aside that game.
His whip just exploded last night.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah, his whip was... probably took a big hit.
Someone should whip his ass in the locker room and say, wake up and get it together. Get out of here.
He's
we got
had
pitching
a good
decisions.
Year.
Well, have a good year somewhere else next year because this is not something I don't
feel. Why are you
Nick
like
and I have
this?
Talked about this. We don't have confidence in this dude.
You don't have confidence in anyone that's not going out with a 0 ERA.
I believe
bro.
In Ryan Presley. I believe for the most part in Osuna, although he's had me worried this
for
month.
For the most part.
Yeah. He's got 4 or 5 blown saves.
You are.
I demand perfection, Barry, out of my baseball
yeah,
team.
Why?
Why not? Why should I settle for saying, you know what, I demand a mediocre. Will Harris has me worried. Rondon has me disgusted.
Oh, my God. Will Harris has a 1.5 ERA or something
like that. This
month,
as you even mentioned, and you admitted, and you went with me on this, early in July this month, he struggled a bit. Okay, but I'm not down to the same where I'm giving up on Will Harris.
You worry about the wrong people.
I have given up on Rondon, okay? You have him. I don't want him.
Why?
You know why. Just look at what he's done lately.
It's like you give guys that are scuffling the whole year like Davinsky a pass, but a guy who has one bad inning or anything.
I didn't say I feel confident in Devo either.
Well, I think you're picking on the wrong people.
His circle of death kills me.
Were you worried about Altuve when he wasn't hitting 300?
Nope.
Were you worried about Gurriel when he wasn't hitting?
Nope.
Well, then what's different with a pitcher? You're like this with the bullpen all the time.
I look at the eyes.
These guys struggle just like every other
Nick
player
does. Nick
and
I have talked about this. If I'm sitting back with my air conditioning in the comfort of my own living room last night watching every bit of this game,
I hate you.
I look at the game and they make a pitching change after Garrett Cole pitched his ass off and I go, I don't feel great about this. And now last night, and because they had a big lead, I was a little more lenient going, that's fine. Get him some innings. Get him some work. We'll be okay. And what does he do? He takes a smoldering cigarette on the sidewalk and throws kerosene and a freaking blowtorch on. All of a sudden, we got bases loaded. Woohoo! Let's pull him out.
They won 7-1.
Because Joe Smith bailed his ass out. I don't need to be in a situation where someone doesn't bail him out. He blows a lead. And suddenly a win becomes a loss when it's hyper important because you're looking for home field in the American League and best record in baseball. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, you're
very unfortunate. I had coffee twice before I got in here.
You are
fired up today.
Well, I'm just saying you're a tough guy to please then.
Damn right.
How many innings pitched for Will Harris as compared to like a Rondon or a Davinsky? Like, is he pitching that much anyway?
Will Harris is supposed to be your seventh inning guy.
Right. So I just feel like it's easier to manage a good ERA when you're not pitching as much.
Well, because they said Presley was he came in and almost every time he came in was a high leverage situation, and he got him out.
Sure. Well, and that's his job.
Right. Yeah. And I love him for that. That's why I think he does his job. I don't think Rondon's doing his job so well.
You don't?
No, I don't. I think the peeps were going to agree with me. The suspects are going to agree with me on this one.
Are they?
Even the guy that likes your opinion 98% of the time. I think I'll get this up to 2.5%.
Rondon's pitched in 40 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Will Harris has pitched in 40 innings.
Okay.
So about the same then.
Yeah. 40.2 versus like 40.1 or something like that. And not that big of a difference. Harris has given up 8 earned runs on the year. Rondon has given up 19, 6 of those in one outing. One outing. So it should be 13.
Still 5 more than Will Harris and 5 more than I need to see.
And you hated Will Harris at one point on this show.
I didn't hate him.
Yes, you did.
There's a difference.
Go back
between,
to the archive.
Go back and find it.
Listen,
there's a difference between
go
hate
back on the podcast.
And, as Nick and I said, not
go back
having
on the podcast
when he comes
he
in
won't
the game.
Let me talk. Go back on the podcast, search for Joel hates on Will Harris and see how many episodes come up and it's him hating on Will Harris. You hate on everyone in that bullpen. There's not a single guy in this
not
bullpen
true.
Other than Ryan Presley that you've said you've liked it or haven't hated on at one point.
Osuna?
You've wavered on Osuna
as
well.
I have not.
We can go back a couple
go
of
ahead,
weeks.
Go ahead, please.
I think it's
when I
think
was defending
he
this
bullpen. He wasn't confident in Will Harris and Davinsky. Those were two names, right?
Will Harris, Davinsky,
and Rondon.
Those
Rondon.
Three.
Yeah,
those are the ones.
I'm with you. That Will Harris with his 1.77 ERA, what a horrible, horrible pitcher.
Numbers can be deceiving, Barry.
Can
when
they?
You look at, okay.
Can they?
All right.
You think his 1.77 ERA is deceiving?
He doesn't want me to talk. I'm not going to talk.
No, I'm asking you.
No,
do
fine.
You think his
no,
1.77 ERA is deceptive?
Yep, I do.
You do?
I do.
Well, please explain.
I don't have to. I already did.
No, I want to know why his
whip went through the roof. You're making excuses. You're ever going, well, he's given up 19, but let's remember 6 of those are in one game. Well, that's one game he shouldn't have screwed up so much.
What's a good whip?
I mean,
anything below 1.2.
Yeah, 1.2. Okay, fine.
Anything below a 1.2 is a good whip. He's got a 1.13.
You just
whip.
Said that because I said 1, and then you went to 1.2 so
one.
That you could say he has a good whip.
Well, then Google what's a good whip
I'm sure
in baseball.
I'm sure a lot of people think he drives a nice car, but I don't care. He could have the best looking whip in the world. I don't have confidence when he takes the hill.
I'm Googling right now what's a good whip
would
in
you
baseball.
Like Rondon to be your closer?
Huh?
Would you put Rondon as your closer?
Well, no.
Would you
because
put
you
him
have better closers.
Would you put him as your eighth inning guy?
No, but I would have confidence in him going out there in the seventh. But they have better arms than that.
Not right now, they don't.
For what his role is, he's perfect for that. Would I want him as a closer? Well, he was a closer for a while.
You know what he's perfect at?
What?
Giving everybody a pat on the back as they get out of the bullpen to go pitch instead of him.
Oh, man.
He bothers me.
I don't know what to do with you.
I don't know what to do with Rondon. We've all got problems in this world.
My goodness.
Steve wants to talk about Rondon. Let's get Steve in here real quick. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys, I just thought this was pretty funny. You know,
I'll be the
when
judge
Cole went into the top of the eighth, they were talking about, or whenever coming into the top of the eighth, and the Astros looked like they were about to put up runs. Right before that, they said, oh, look, Will Harris is up in the bullpen. And they go, well, if they get a couple more runs, then maybe they can get Rondon in there. So it just sounds like nobody has confidence in Rondon at the moment.
Barry does. Slow your roll, Steve.
For what his job is. You already have a 7th, 8th, and 9th inning guy.
No, you don't, because Presley's on the IL.
When he comes back, Joel, you're just being cantankerous now.
Me?
You know that on this depth chart on this team, you have a 7th, 8th, and 9th inning guy. You don't need Rondon to be a setup man. You don't need him to be pitching high leverage situations. You need him to go out there.
You don't need him to be on the roster then. Get someone that can pitch.
You're being
ridiculous. Get your Biagini guy to talk about space wars and everything. As long as he comes in and his whip and his ERA are good.
You're being absolutely extra. You're being extra and ridiculous about Hector Rondon. There's just no way that you're going to sit there and try to convince me that you don't think this guy is a viable big league bullpen arm.
I'm not trying to convince you. I'm telling you, I've lost confidence in him. I don't have it. You can. That's fine.
By the way, an average whip is 1.3. Above average is 1.2. And great is 1.1. And Will Harris has a 1.17, somewhere between above average and
now
great.
Now you're going back and forth. You're wishy-washy between Harris and Rondon. I didn't say I've quit on Will Harris. I've quit on Rondon.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Good.
Good. Fantastic.
This is a stupid argument.
It is not.
It is the stupidest argument ever.
Okay. There is a difference, though, between quitting on Rondon and not having much confidence in him. So you quit on Rondon, you don't have much confidence in Will Harris, is basically what you're saying?
My confidence wavers on Will Harris. I don't feel great lately when
and
he comes into
the game.
And you're
done with Rondon.
But I am completely done with Rondon.
That's fair. I'm just curious.
Joe Smith got a guy out last night. Let's give Joe Smith a shot. If we got opportunities to get guys some innings, let's let Joe get in there. Let's let some other guys get some run. I said, Biagini, let's give him a shot. 3-point whatever ERA.
I'm not arguing
good
with you
pitcher.
Anymore because it's...
Well, you want to take another call? I don't think so.
No, not that call. We're not taking that call. No.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I don't know. It's kind of... I'm done. I'm not going to do it anymore.
We're just hangry. I want some food.
Well, it'll be nice
Man,
if it was
don't
here.
Don't start with that.
I've been told...
I'm hangry.
I'm being told it's being blamed on the restaurant, but it's still on the way.
What we're supposed to. Never mind.
Hey, stay tuned for a whole lot more in hour number one of the show. It's The Usual Suspects,
go
ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects.
Well, my timing is impeccable.
Yes, it is, sir. Knee deep, hour number one, 3-hour show. I'm telling you guys right now, we appreciate your patience because throughout the show, we are going to have to decipher and sort through a whole lot of copy and bullet points to get to you. Some will make the air, some won't, but please appreciate the fact we're trying as we go.
Somebody on the text line when we were arguing about Rondon said, this just isn't this month with Rondon. I've seen enough from him over the last couple of years that this guy is a dumpster fire waiting to happen. This is what I love about irrational sports fans, and I'm not calling you irrational, but to say that Rondon is a dumpster fire over the last couple of years, he had 1 year in 2017, his last year with the Cubs, with a 4.24 ERA and no saves. He had 10 holds that year, but he's got 15 saves last year, 18 saves in 2016, 30 in 2015, 29 in 2014, with ERAs that range from 3.5 to 1.6. Dumpster fire? You're just talking hyperbole right now, because that's absolutely not the case.
I'm done with this argument.
Absolutely not the case. He had one bad inning that ballooned his ERA to 4 now, and that's it. I mean, I don't know.
If he's
not a dumpster fire? Can he just be the dumpster? Just be hot garbage?
Somebody said, I'm with Joel on this one. Is Rondon going to throw another fit when he doesn't make the playoff roster? That's the bad part. You've got to back up the attitude. You can't get pissed when you don't make the team if you're not pitching well enough to make the team.
And then when you get called on again and it doesn't work out for you, I mean, come on.
What are you talking about, last night?
I'm just saying, no. I mean, you've already made your mark in the locker room as not exactly a team player with some of the antics off the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gets magnified then when you come back the following year and any kind of slip-ups. Sometimes, Barry, I think, because obviously we don't want to harp on this any more than we've already had. We just went back and forth enough. But a lot of the fans are probably still remembering what happened last year. So then they magnify any time he gives up a run or has a bad inning too, to say, man, this guy. And so people sour on him. So for whatever the reason, look, I've told you, I've soured on him. You haven't? That's fine.
Somebody else on the text line. Do you guys see the Texans possibly releasing Lamar Miller and getting Melvin Gordon? All right. No more Melvin Gordon traded for Lamar Miller text. I don't think that that's happening. Why are you going to go and trade for a guy with a contract issue? And what are you going to do? Are you going to send Clowney? So you're going to trade one contract issue for another one?
Well, here's the thing.
You already have a top 10 running back. I don't think that that's a pressing need for them.
And you're going to get Clowney for Jalen Ramsey, Clowney for Melvin Gordon, Clowney for Williams.
And that was the other part of it. He said, and do you see the Texans picking up Trent Williams now that he's officially holding out? I think that, and that was from Noah. Noah, I think that they should definitely be pursuing Trent Williams, but how they figured that out, right. I don't know. If you're the Redskins, unless you know that you can get a deal done with Clowney, you're not considering that. You're not bringing in that headache.
Redskins have brought in two other linemen, so they're trying to make sure that their butts are covered if they do decide to move on from Trent Williams. But even if they do, we talk about this all the time in turn of trade scenarios. They're not in a position of strength simply because of the fact that they know he wants out. He doesn't want to play for them. And quietly, if you believe the rumors that are out there, they said he's never going to play another game. So you're not going to have to give up a Clowney or maybe even a first-round pick. You may be able to get him for a second or a third or, you know, a fringe player and a draft pick. So the bottom line is, don't give up more than you have to. And again, we don't know because of the 38 general managers on Kirby right now. If anybody has picked up the phone and talked to them, yeah, we've said they should. But until something comes to fruition and we see some solid rumors from some people that we believe in that say, hey, the Texans have engaged in trade talks with the Redskins, let's table all the Melvin Gordons and the Jalen Ramseys and all the others, because there's nothing behind it at this point.
Well, and you've got all this cap space, and so, yeah, you could bring in a Melvin Gordon. But, again, the point that I've been making, and you'll see the Texans tied to this, because I don't think that they trust Lamar Miller long-term. But I think it's kind of silly, because Lamar Miller was a top 10 running back last year, and you still don't know what you're going to get from Deontay Foreman. But you're going to bring in Melvin Gordon to run behind that offensive line. I don't know if that necessarily makes sense. There's other teams out there that I think that could use a shot in the arm with a guy like Melvin Gordon that are going to actively pursue him. It's not like the Texans are just some bum in the backfield.
You bring up that has to be stressed is, you can trade for Melvin Gordon, but before you do, you have to work out a deal with Melvin Gordon. And he wants big dollars. Yeah. If you're willing to put forth the big dollars, now the key is the Texans do have it, as we've talked about what they have this year and next year. They have the cap space.
That's why they keep getting mentioned.
Right.
But they don't necessarily have the need. I've seen the Colts, which would probably make some sense for them. The Bears. The Seahawks, I mean, the Dolphins, the Packers. There's a lot of teams. Well, there's a lot of teams that could use a guy like Melvin Gordon in the backfield.
Sure, there are.
Because they already have an established offensive line. They have established receivers and quarterback weapons, and that they could use a significant upgrade at that position.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's worth having the discussion because we've talked about this ad nauseum. There's other position groups that need to be focused on first. So stop talking about Melvin Gordon.
That's why I say, I mean, you do need to figure out what you're going to do about Clowney.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm the Texans, my focus isn't on trading Clowney for Melvin Gordon, because you already, like I said, you're not the worst running back duo, but you are one of the worst offensive lines, if not the worst.
Any trade?
So if you could talk about Trent Williams as a trade, that's the focus.
And
that
it doesn't
I would
have
be.
To be with Clowney.
No.
If you want to talk about Jalen Ramsey, I'll entertain it.
Oh my God,
because
yes,
he would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
But I'm not going to sit there and just do every what-if scenario because of the fact that...
Just because a big name comes up.
Yeah, exactly right. So, all right, we'll continue to roll on. That's hour number one of the show. We still have 2 hours to go, which means there's plenty more to get to. We can continue to recap what's going on with the Astros. The Zach Greinke press conference should be at some time today. He's not scheduled to pitch until next Tuesday, but he should be in uniform this evening. So should the other two relievers that they were acquired by the Blue Jays in the Blue Jays trade. So Biagini, it will be available this evening, and I believe is Sanchez pitching tomorrow night?
Yes, I believe that is the case.
So the new pitchers will be front and center when the Astros get to the Minute Maid Park friendly confines this evening to host the Seattle Mariners. So there's lots to get to as we continue to roll on. Again, if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call that number, text that number. You can hit us on Twitter. And if you're Jordan, you could get here by helicopter and maybe do us all a favor as we start hour number two. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.